Chapter 6 Inside the Iron Man. "Today, we're going to dive much deeper than before," Dr. Blake said a few days later. "I want to get some pictures of marine life near the bottom of the sea."
"How will you breathe?" asked Skink in an arrogant voice. "The oxygen tank won't work at that depth."
"I know that, Inkum," replied Dr. Blake. "We won't use oxygen tanks. We'll use the Iron Man."
"What's that?" asked Roger.
"Come and see," said Dr. Blake. He took them to the back of the boat, and they saw a big metal ball on wheels. It was as strong as a tank, and it had round glass windows. "This is the Iron Man," Dr. Blake explained. "It's very heavy, and the walls are made of very thick metal. The walls and windows must be thick, because there's enormous pressure at these depths. The pressure can break them if they aren't so thick." Hal went inside the Iron Man and looked through the windows in four directions. There was a camera to take pictures through the windows, and a telephone so the diver could stay in contact with the boat. There were lights to reflect onto the bottom of the sea, and also a small radiator.
"We need the radiator," Dr. Blake said. "It's very cold deep down in the water because it's so far from the sun. Now, let's make our first dive."
Captain Ike stopped the boat, and Dr. Blake got into the Iron Man. He closed the heavy metal door, and then he began to test the equipment inside. Finally, he spoke through the telephone to the team.
"Everything's working perfectly," he said. "Lower me into the water."
They lowered the Iron Man into the water using thick cables. The men could read how deep Dr. Blake was in the water using the equipment in the boat. 20 meters, 40 meters, 60 meters. Hal listened to Dr. Blake's voice.
"Everything's fine," he said. "I'm passing lots of beautiful fish. They're very interested in the Iron Man, and they're looking through the windows."
"You're 100 meters deep now, Dr. Blake," said Captain Ike. "Should we stop lowering you?"
"No, continue lowering me to 200 meters, was the answer.
At 200 meters, Captain Ike tied the cable firmly to the pulley on the boat.
"You're 200 meters deep now," said the captain. "What can you see?"
"Nothing. It's very dark," said Dr. Blake. "Wait, I'm turning on the lights." "That's much better. There are hundreds of fish around me. It's getting cold, so I'm turning on the radiator."
There was silence for a few minutes. Then Dr. Blake spoke again, but now his voice sounded worried.
"Quick, pull me up," he shouted. "Water is entering under the door."
"Bring him up," shouted Hal, looking anxiously at the sea.
"Bring him up," he shouted again.
He looked to see why the cable wasn't moving. Skink was holding the pulley, but nothing was happening.
"Pull him up, Skink," shouted Hal again. "Water is coming into the Iron Man."
"Okay, okay, don't panic," said Skink slowly. "It will take some time because this pulley is very slow. Something isn't right with it."
Hal didn't know what to think. Was something wrong with the pulley? Did Skink detest Dr. Blake enough to let him drown? Suddenly, Hal remembered Skink's prediction that Dr. Blake might have a bad accident. Hal couldn't believe that Skink was so malicious.
"What's happening?" asked Dr. Blake on the telephone. "Why aren't you pulling me up?"
"Something's wrong with the pulley," Captain Ike told him.
"Call Inkum," said Dr. Blake. "He's a good mechanic. He can repair it."
"He's working on it now," the captain answered.
"Tell him to hurry," said Dr. Blake impatiently. "The water's 30 centimeters deep. It's coming faster now."
"Hurry up, Skink," Hal called. "Dr. Blake may drown."
"Yes, he may,"
said Skink sarcastically.
Isn't that sad?
Hal suddenly removed his earphones and gave them to Roger. He got up, took his knife, and pointed it at Skink's back. You've got 10 seconds to repair the pulley and pull Dr. Blake up to the surface, he said in a very serious voice. If you don't, I'll use this knife on you.
Don't try to intimidate me, Skink said. I'm repairing the pulley.
Suddenly, the cable started to move. Hal put away his knife. He wasn't sure if Skink was telling the truth. The Iron Man finally appeared at the surface of the water and was brought onto the boat by the strong cables. Captain Ike opened the door of the Iron Man, and a lot of water came out onto the floor. Hal and Roger looked inside anxiously.
Are you okay, Dr. Blake? They asked.
I'm fine now, Dr. Blake answered, but he looked very tired and pale.
They helped him out of the Iron Man, and he lay on the floor of the boat.
We must repair the bottom of that door, he said. Then I'll try again. No, you won't, said Captain Ike. Not today. You need to rest. Hal will go down next time.